European economy news, Germany and France achieved a return to economic growth in the second quarter of the year, ending their recessions earlier than many policymakers and economists expected. German gross domestic product rose by 0.3%, bringing an end to the country's deepest recession since World War II.
French GDP also grew by 0.3% in the second quarter. However, despite this growth, economic activity in the 16-nation eurozone slid by 0.1%, but it was less than analysts had predicted.
We spoke to senior research fellow at the UK-based research institute Chatham House, Vanessa Rossi, who says that although the news is positive, unemployment is likely to continue.
We know that the employment figures will be a lagging indicator, and that's quite difficult for people on the street to understand, because for them the job situation matters very much, and yet they hear economists saying, oh, but we're out of recession now. Well, in fact, it takes a long time for the employment numbers to start coming up again, typically 2 or 3 years after a recession, before the unemployment figures peak and we begin to see new jobs growth. Now, if these economies are picking up now, that's good. We're beginning to move towards a good solution. But if growth remains low next year, we will probably see unemployment continuing to rise. And that sort of perplexes people, but unfortunately, that's how economies work.